This is a HeadGum Podcast.
They say that laughter is the best medication. So if you find yourself in a sticky situation, email these two Jews at IfIWereYou. 'Cause they can give you some good advice, though I can't guarantee it'll always be nice, but at least it will be funny, and it doesn't cost you money. So if you want to learn how to get babes, or maybe just how to finally get laid, or how to put it in her ass, wait, Mama turned down the podcast. It's hosted by Amir, who's good at math, and Jake, who's a bit of a sociopath, but trust me, they're the bomb. If I were you, show at gmail.com. Ha.
Huh?
I like when girls do it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's,
they're taking it from us.
Oh, come on.
That's our word for them.
What?
I make that noise about them, and they stole it from me.
Not necessarily. It's my noise. I stole it from Kanye.
Fair and square. I stole it first. That was from Nikki Richards.
That was a Jason Mraz cover, correct?
Yeah.
Those are the lyrics too.
Divine intervention.
We should get Jason Mraz on the podcast.
I was actually thinking we should get Mraz on the show.
Yeah.
So it's funny that you say that.
It would just be me,
was just
you,
like,
and Mraz.
Yeah, so I was thinking that, like, me, you, because it's so funny that you mentioned that, because, like, earlier today, I was talking to Douglas, my my autistic nephew, and he
really?
Was just like, yeah, he was like, what are you up to? And I was like, I think we should try to get Mraz on the show.
You told that to Douglas?
Yeah, I said that to Douglas.
And what did he say back?
I don't know, he was on mute.
Okay.
So I was just ranting and raving. It was like a
what
note
do you mean?
To self.
It was a phone call?
Yeah, I called him and he put the button on mute, and I was like, Douglas, are you there? And I couldn't hear anything. And I was like,
you said what?
We should get Mraz on the podcast.
Interesting.
And then you said it.
Yeah.
And so it just, yeah,
it's
like
a crazy
you said,
coincidence,
it would be me,
but
you.
Also crazy is, I guess, what you your interaction with
Douglas.
Your cousin Douglas.
Yeah,
is,
Douglas.
Is strange.
So yeah, it would be me, you, Mraz, and then...
Well, you have a mutual friend. I mean, I just imagine he knows Gautier, and you went to
Jewish elementary school and summer camp with Gautier. Yeah. We actually had, we took an art chug. Chug is like what we call activities in Jewish summer camp.
And how did Gautier enjoy the art chug?
Chug, yeah. He was fine. Gautier was in the chug, and like it was me, it was my buddy Rami, Jesse, Ofer, and then Gautier. And
now
was,
you're just somebody that I used to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So he would sing that while he was doing
even
art.
Even then?
Yeah, he was doing
it,
that.
I guess
it was
a melody that was always in his head.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
So we were like gluing elbow macaroni on construction paper.
Fucking wild.
And I was like, Gautier.
Wild.
Or we didn't even call him Gautier back then.
Right.
We called
that
him.
Was,
yeah. That
what's
was,
his real name?
His name is Shlomo.
Shlomo?
Yeah, Shlomo McCauley.
Wow. Cool.
So, and then
I
he
love
goes
it.
By Gautier now, and he does know Mraz. And we should
yeah,
get
if we get both
the
of
show.
Them on, Gautier and Mraz.
Yeah, and then me and you would be the two.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I honestly wouldn't even care if you were here or not.
If it was just you, Mraz, and Gautier.
Yeah, and even if Mraz wasn't here, if it was just me and
Gautier.
And actually, to be perfectly honest, I don't even need to be here.
What
and
are you describing?
Gautier
hosting our show?
Yeah, like a spin-off episode that becomes the
a
new
different podcast.
Not even.
Oh, this podcast?
We retire. Gautier is the new host.
So we do one episode, me, you, Mraz, Gautier.
And then we each drop off one by one.
So
until
second
just...
episode is me, you, Gautier.
No.
Or me, second... you, Mraz, Gautier.
Why do you think you are around?
I didn't... The second option I gave you was you, Mraz, Gautier.
Huh?
I didn't even want to be there. And then what?
Sorry, man.
And then what?
And then it's Mraz and Gautier.
and then the fourth and final episode, the transition is complete. The podcast is then hosted by Gautier. That was written by Nikki Richards.
I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked the parody. What was that even a parody of? Wasn't it a Jason Mraz song? We should have Mraz on the show.
I was saying that earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To who?
It doesn't matter.
That's awesome.
Let's start the show.
Okay. This is
a very spooky episode.
Ooh.
after Halloween.
We're recording this on Halloween Eve. All Hallows Eve.
No, it is Halloween.
It's October 31st.
Yeah.
You had the bright idea, first time in a while, to record half the episode before Halloween. Yep. So right now, the palpable excitement and energy you're hearing is because we're ready. We're almost ready to go out for Halloween.
We are going to party.
We're going to rage.
We're going to...
You love Halloween.
I do. I have never, ever in, I think, 10 years had a Halloween where I didn't have sex.
Wow.
So I'm pretty excited about
10 for 10.
Yeah.
I love that.
Pretty cool.
That's a good streak.
It's a decent record, I will admit.
How many of them was just you masturbating in a phone booth,
though? All of them.
Okay. So, so not... Right. So
I've never had sex on Halloween, but I always come.
And then, just to finish your idea, we'll do the first half of the episode tonight, go to break. When we come back, it'll be after Halloween.
Right. So our break will be like 9 hours of getting shit-faced and dancing.
And then we'll do the second half Sunday, November 1st, release the episode Monday, November 2nd.
And who knows what's going to happen. On part two of this podcast, we are definitely going to be hungover.
We're
going
to sound different.
Yeah.
I'm going to sound sick again.
I'm going to be, like, I'm so excited and happy right now. I wonder if I'll be sad and miserable afterwards. Probably.
Yeah, you'll feel nauseous and, like, dehydrated.
Yeah, and I'll have made a lot of bad mistakes.
Yeah.
And I'll regret everything. And I'll hate myself.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And then we could talk about that.
Right.
But for now, let's talk about these people. What is this show? This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by me and Jason Mraz.
And Katya.
We get emails from people who are in difficult places seeking our guidance. That email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. I found a good one to start us off.
All right.
We can get into it.
Let's get right into it.
We need a guy's name. We're going to give this email, real email from real people, fake name, to preserve their anonymity. What about your costume?
Name. Yeah, I was going to say your costume.
Oh, that's a good one.
Your costume is Mario.
Did I tell you my joke for my costume?
I guess anytime you meet somebody, you say, oh, what's your name? And they'll be like, oh, I'm Allison. What's your name? And you say, it's a me.
No.
Oh, a Mario.
No. It's a mere Mario. So they'll be like, oh, they won't know that I said that.
It's a mere.
Yeah.
Mario.
It's a mere Mario.
They'll just think you did a bad Mario.
Yeah. They'll think that my Italian It's-a-me has an R at the end of it for some reason. You didn't want to dress up as Luigi.
It's just that I have a thing that I do.
Which is what?
I dress up as a cat every year. I've been a black cat. This will be the 7th year in a row, I believe, unless it's 6. I don't know if I'm giving myself too much credit. I think I'm 30 now. It's either 6 or 7.
And you want to do it 9 years, or is that just the thing that I made up?
I want to do it 9 years.
And then retire it.
Yeah.
And then you could do Luigi.
Right.
Because you had a Mario and Luigi costume for us would be perfect.
Yeah, the mustache. But I shaved my mustache now.
I just wish I was a little shorter and fatter.
Me too. All the time.
Yeah. So, Mario writes, I found myself in a bit of a strange streak. I'm 24 years old, and I say I'd go out often and occasionally meet girls. The last 4 girls I've met, 3 of them drunkenly at bars and 1 of them from Tinder, all had a similar quality. I totally hit it off with them at the bar or club. They've asked me to go back to their place. We start making out, and they stop me and say, you're going to hate me, but I'm a virgin, and I'm not going to sleep with you tonight. Don't get me wrong, everyone's free to do what they want, and I'm not passing judgment, but why invite me back to your place if you're not gonna fuck? And secondly, what vibe am I giving off to meet girls who want to take me home but don't plan on sleeping with me? Sincerely, Mario.
All right, interesting.
Mario wants to be a pimp daddy.
Mario wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Mario wanna fuck. So I guess the vibe that he's giving off is that he's a nice guy. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily true.
He's not attracting the ladies that don't care to make you work for it a little bit.
Right. He's not attracting people that are looking for one-night stands, which I guess he wants.
But he's acting like the MO is a pure defeat. I'd say like MO is like, in the grand scheme of things, 85% of the way there to having sex.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's not that common to make out and be invited back to someone's house. It means they like you. It means they think you're cool. It means they think you're nice.
More importantly, they trust you enough to let you into their house.
Yeah. And then he's sort of, I understand that he, he issued some caveats and he's saying, like, I'm not trying to pass judgment, but like, he's being a little bit of an asshole that he's like, the be all end all is us fucking. And like, what the hell's wrong with you if we're not fucking?
Yeah. And then it's like, he's not even willing to give it a second shot.
Yeah. This isn't even
a date yet.
Right. It doesn't, I don't know what the thing is of like being one and done. Like, I gotta go first night. I want to fuck. Like, two nights, it's
very minimal effort for sex.
Right. And like, the timeline of your life, if you spend two or three nights with somebody and you're a good person and you have sex, that's pretty,
that's a great ratio. That's a great percentage.
That's a good conversion rate.
That's a great conversion rate. That's exactly right. It's like someone bringing you back to their place. He's acting like he's looking for $10,000. Someone's bringing them back to their place and giving them like 43 cents.
By the way, like, one night stands are not that great.
So you're saying MMO is almost like not as good as sex, but like pretty darn close enough.
Yeah, it's the build up. It's great. I think I've definitely had better sex with people that I knew at least slightly more than people that I didn't know at all.
Wait, say that again?
I've had better sex with people that I knew a little bit.
Oh, right, than complete strangers at a bar.
there's something fun about that too, but
right. But it's not a complete loss. It's funny, his email subject that I just read is 0-4. He's not even like, it's a loss.
With that attitude, even if you're fucking, you are a zero.
I met a girl, invited me back, made out. And you know what? It's interesting that they all say, you're going to hate me. That's what girls have to say.
Yeah, that's not true. That should not be the language.
Me. Oh, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Yeah. I'm not going to fuck you.
I'm a villain because I'm not going to fuck you.
Yeah, and you don't have to, and I'm girls hateable. Don't have to apologize. It's not, I'm going to hate you. You're not going to hate me. You can just say, I'm not going to sleep with you.
Right. And if you make a big deal, I'll hate you.
Yeah.
How's that?
And when somebody says that to you, the goal is to be like, what are you even talking about? Zero expectations. I don't even know why this came up. Yeah. Don't worry
all I care about
it.
Is kissing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to hate me, but I don't want to fuck you. Like, fuck you.
So what am I doing here?
You idiot. Why am I in the house? If my dick's not going to go into you.
You think I want to waste time licking your tongue? I could have done that at the bar.
Jesus Christ, man.
And then there's oftentimes an excuse. Sometimes fraudulent. Hmm. They'll say, I'm a virgin. They'll say, I'm on my period. Because a lot of times females feel bad for saying, I just straight up don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah, I think that's pretty normal just to be like, hey, I don't want your dick penetrating me tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, a guy just has to stick his dick in a hole. That's easy. You'll do that anyway. Bloop. A girl has to be like, I have to trust you enough so much that you will go inside of me.
Yeah.
Come inside of me.
Well,
or in a condom.
Condom, of course.
Yeah.
Let's be safe here.
But you have to be you have to trust a guy to do that. And like, the fact that you can't develop that kind of trust in 3 drunken hours is pretty logical or practical. It's
fair. Fair.
But like, at the same time, you'll never hear a guy being like, listen, lady, I know you want to fuck me. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's a much more rare occurrence. But here's the other issue that I see with Mario. He's being a little bit of a Wario.
Oh, really?
I mean, let me tell you about this. He's a little bit of a Wario in that he is, if he's like thinking about 0-4 and like how upset he is that he's not fucking when he's meeting these girls, like, he's not thinking about having a fun time with the night.
Yeah.
You got to be...
You have to enjoy the journey.
The sex has to be, like, not even on your horizon. You have to, like... You're a ship on the ocean, and there might be land in the front of you, but, like, just enjoy the waves and the sunset on the water.
Enjoy the journey, not just the destination.
Yeah, like, let's just have fun with your boys, have fun with your girls, get to know somebody. If we have sex, like, sex is going to be a byproduct of being a chill-ass dude, right? Not being like, sometimes guys that are really, really thirsty will get laid, and I think that creates sort of a false perception of like, if I fucking am determined,
if I want it enough, if my heart is
like,
true.
If that, when you do have sex, your attitude can't even be that good towards, like, he walks out, he pumps his fist, he's like, yes! But the record's still 1-5, so he's like, I'm still losing.
Yeah, if you're keeping score, then odds are it's not in your favor.
Yeah.
It seems like, and this attitude only comes, like, all I see is, like, three other dudes calling him the day after. Be like, how'd it go? Like, well, we made out. Oh, pussy! You didn't even fuck her.
Meanwhile, those three dudes went home by themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you guys do?
We went to the diner, bitch!
But you only made out. So what vibe am I giving off to meet girls? I feel like I have a similar vibe, which is kind of like the nerdy friendly look. I'm not attracting super party ladies.
Yeah. And that's okay. I think he has to embrace that he's honestly that he's attracting people that are like, you know, kinda wholesome.
Yeah.
That don't necessarily wanna bone on night numero uno.
Right.
And like own that and just be like, hey, yeah, I'm like, I take it slow too. Let's go out again. Let's go out one or two more times. And then you'll have sex.
Yeah.
You will have sex.
And then
everybody wants to have sex. It's going to happen.
You just have to develop a trust.
Yeah. You got to be chill about it.
And then when it happens, don't upgrade your scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's not
let's retire,
dude.
While you're behind.
Quit while you're behind. But weren't you like that as an earlier dude? Like, isn't that maybe a phase you grow out of?
Maybe, but
numbers and like
I did,
keeping
yeah,
score.
Yeah, there was a time, like, I cared about numbers, but I never ever cared about like not having sex. Like if somebody's like, I don't want to fuck you, I would be like, yeah, of course not. I wouldn't want to either.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm that's what you say. I'm surprised you even let me this far.
No, I'm like definitely dirty. So great idea. Good call. Like if somebody said they didn't want to fuck me, I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You're
right.
Smart.
You done good, kid. Should I go home or do you want to just chill? Whatever. But like I did, when I did have sex, I think I would like definitely catalog it and be like, there we go. Hey, my confidence was boosted.
Right. But how often would you see that person again versus someone who's like, we're only going to make out?
I think it was like 50% of the time.
Right.
Like if I had sex with somebody on the first time, I don't know. I don't know how many repeats I've had.
We got to go back to your catalog. Let me open up the Google Doc.
Yeah, well, it's a shared doc.
Yeah,
I actually posted it on the Reddit. It's a Google public. Drive.
It's a public shared. Are y'all on Quip? Well, let me add you to this Quip. Who here is on Slack? All right.
Were you like that though?
No, because when I was in my 20s and stuff, I was in relationships. I didn't have numbers. I had love, I guess.
Well, not really, because love lasts. Then
so like if you break up with someone, then you're not, you were never in love.
Then the relationship didn't matter, and you learned nothing.
So like at the end of any relationship that doesn't end in both of you on your deathbeds,
it's a zero.
That was not. Yep. That's what I consider a zero. Mm-hmm. So it's not the making out, it's not the sex. It's did I go the distance, quote unquote, and that
Mary
distance.
Kids,
yeah,
die together, holding each other as the Titanic sinks. Yes, you are the old couple on the bed.
Then I'm over everything.
Yeah, yeah, we all are.
That's beautiful.
Only they had it.
Jack and Rose. All right. We're at the 20-ish minute mark. I guess so, we should stop right now.
I don't think we should do this because we have people coming over, but it'd be funny to get drunk, get in our costumes, and come in and do one question before we go out.
All right. Well, we'll consider that. We don't know if that'll
happen.
It's
probably not going to happen.
Okay. So either that or we're going to take a break right now. We're definitely taking a break.
Yeah, that's happening.
And we'll be back on the other side. Will it be tomorrow? Will it be later? Will we be drunk? Will we be hungover? Only time will tell.
Wow, I really wonder what's going to happen. Do you feel good about this night? Like,
yeah.
Do you feel positive? Like, this
I'm excited that my costume is comfortable.
Yeah, that's always good.
Like, one time I dressed as a Rubik's Cube and I couldn't even walk.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Yeah.
That's
the best part about the cat.
Oh, yeah. Sexy cat tonight, though.
Which is what?
I'm wearing a tank top instead of a t-shirt like I have all the other years.
Yeah.
Well, actually, 2 years ago, I wore a jumpsuit.
Jumpsuit, I won't need no bada bada.
Yeah, Drizzy.
All right, BRB.
Peace.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really.
Oh,
it's a
non-movement
movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more
fitness,
of a fitnessnah.com
Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, fuck me.
Stop yelling.
Dude.
Oh, turn off the lights.
It's 7 a.m. Why did we decide to record now?
It's so bright in here. It is the next day. It
Halloween is
November 1st.
Over.
We've conquered it.
Rabbit, rabbit, my friend.
I think we won.
Yeah.
My Mario costume was, I was the belle of the ball.
I think you were a belle, indeed. I think my gay ballerina cap was also a hit.
For pictures, you can see my Instagram. I have photos of me. I have photos of Jake.
Mm-hmm.
We're Snapchatting, too. It's on our Snapchat.
Did you snap it?
I snapped a little bit. Amir Bloom.
Or Jake Demand 85.
Sure.
I didn't snap it, but follow my shit.
Yeah. Maybe you could snap right now.
That's a nice idea.
Why don't you take a video of me talking while I tell you guys a funny joke I said at Halloween once?
Okay.
So I'm walking around.
There's no video yet. Right,
it's okay.
Okay, ready? Oh, yeah, sorry. You can just tell the story.
Yeah. So it'll be like candid.
I get it. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
So it's like I walked into this place. We went to like a 90s dance party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing overalls and a red shirt and a Mario hat.
Yeah.
Some guy goes, Mario. I'm like, oh, thank God you know who I am. I was afraid nobody would know. Like it was a subtle costume, my giant red hat. Totally. He's like, of course, fuck. Mario, right? I was like, yeah, yes. Oh, thank God. How did you, first of all, how was it for you?
I had...
Because I saw you having a sour time for an hour and a half in the bathroom.
I got there sober as the night.
Yeah, bone sober, they call it.
And then, yeah, I was trying to get everyone else to sober up by sort of intercepting drinks.
Yeah, you would knock drinks out of my hand.
Be a little more responsible.
Yeah. Are you going to Uber home?
I had a New York Times there with sort of like, there was news of a Russian jetliner that crashed in Egypt, killing everyone on board.
Yeah.
So I was trying to somber things a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, just sort of saying like, you guys are partying here in Los Angeles while the rest of the world burns.
Right, the DJ recognized us and he's like, Jake and Amir in the house. And then you were like, yeah, can I actually get on the mic for a second?
Do you guys mind if I talk?
And then you said, what's the celebration here?
Yeah, I said, you guys are all Nero for this.
What is that?
He's the, I think the like Greek emperor, the Roman emperor that played his fiddle while the city burned.
Oh, I see. So that's what we were to you.
Yeah.
But overall, you had a good time.
I had a great time.
How do you feel today?
I guess it's 5:30 p.m. now, yeah. So I feel good. I was pretty hungover this morning.
What is a hangover like for you? I feel like it's a little bit different for everybody. Mine is very consistent within myself.
You like all of your hangovers are the same?
All of my hangovers are exactly the same.
You have a stomach thing. Your stomach hurts, doesn't it?
No, it's not a stomach. Oh. It's pure headache. Like, yeah. I feel so headachey and dry and like dehydrated.
Right.
And I like no sudden movements.
You think that's unique to you, though?
Yeah.
That's how everyone's hangovers are.
But mine is, it starts with a headache in the morning and gets gradually better throughout the day. And then like one moment in the day, it always just disappears for me, like around 3 to 4 p.m. And that it going away feeling is amazing.
Yeah, there's nothing better than it just clearing up.
Yeah.
Like the that's storm the, clouds.
Even better than being drunk is not being hungover anymore.
Oh, there's always a moment, too, when I'm drinking and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be hungover. Where it's like... 2 a.m. and I'm like very drunk and I'm like, I know I'm going to go to sleep within an hour or two.
Yeah. Why do you drink? Like, why do people drink when they're, that's the worst idea is drinking when you're drunk. You're already drunk.
Right. Well, that's when you're making these dumb decisions. Like,
right.
I'm going to get a shot for everything.
Yeah. Like the amount of alcohol that hasn't even reached my blood yet is like pretty great. And now I'm just adding more.
Yeah. It'd be like, nice if there was a switch that you could. Yeah. Like, I used to set an alarm on my phone when I was going out that would go off at 1:30 a.m.
And then just,
drink just said water.
Oh,
and
that's a good idea.
And I'd be like, oh, all right. Because like you... I know what, I don't know, you just like, you don't really think of it, but you know that's a good move. And then when you see it, you're like, good job, past self.
And you're still going to be drunk. You think when you're drunk, if you see water, you're like, oh, that's just going to ruin my, that's going to end my night.
And water is so good. Like every time you'll see some, you know, like somebody is so hungover and they're like, how are you not this hungover? You drank as much as me.
Yeah.
I started drinking water.
I switched to water. This is a commercial for water.
Yeah.
I actually invested in this new miracle pill. It's called water.
I switched to water should be the slogan for this new water.
What are your hangovers?
I guess they're pretty similar to yours. It feels, I mean, just like feel very dehydrated, feel a headache, intense headache, and I'm really, really fuzzy.
Oh.
Very fuzzy and slow.
Can you eat?
No. I want coffee and that's about it.
Yeah,
and then at 2 or 3 when it's disappearing, that's when I become ravenous.
Yeah, that's
like,
when you just need salt bread.
Yeah,
just all you want on
salt bread, cheese eggs.
Yeah, some salt cheese
maybe
bread
we are
eggs.
Still, just like talking about these eggs,
breakfast tacos.
But yeah, it felt like it wasn't like it was not the most epic night ever, but not a terrible night.
Yeah.
It's like a really solid Halloween.
It was a solid dance party Halloween.
Yeah. That was actually, I think it was a really great night.
Yeah.
It was a great night.
It is funny. Like just people like that same exact night with nobody dressed up is not as fun.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is more, I'm always dancing, but because I'm wearing a Mario costume, it's more fun.
Shouldn't it be like every weekend should be Halloween? I guess that's like part of the fun of just like dressing up before you go out in general.
Right.
But it's like.
Yeah. Like what if I just wore my Mario costume on like February 9th?
That'd be great.
Yeah. To a deli for lunch. Specifically an Italian deli. I just want to go alone to an Italian restaurant just as Mario, eat a lasagna by myself.
You wouldn't be able to.
Like, you walk by, you start throwing shells at me. You wouldn't be able to do it by yourself.
People would, oh, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, like a, what's a flash mob type deal.
Yeah, totally. Some kind of like weird prank, like a hidden camera show.
Yeah, so you'll throw turtle shells at me and then maybe and like then banana
jump,
peels.
You jump on me.
Yeah. Oh, you'll be Yoshi.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was imagining being a Koopa Troopa. You,
I see. I was trying to kill you.
Kill me, yeah.
Got it.
Well, I could be Yoshi, too.
And now that you're no longer hungover, can you imagine drinking?
Mm.
If necessary, could you get drunk tonight?
I guess if necessary, I could get drunk. I would have a beer. I might have a beer tonight.
This is what it feels like when we do like 3 shows in 4 nights.
Yeah.
Like, this is the second night type vibe where, like, we could rally.
Right. And
if we got a drink in us, and then it's like, okay, maybe we can have a little bit more.
Yeah, really all I need to be prescribed is, like, a whiskey and a Drake song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm back. I'm back.
I'm back to back. Speaking of shows, you know, we have 3 shows coming up in November.
Yeah.
And it is November.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The shows are in like 2 weeks.
Less than that.
Less than.
November 10th, we're at Muhlenberg College. November 11th, we're in Philadelphia at the Helium Comedy Club. We just found out that 18, 19, 20-year-olds can come.
Yeah,
if
that's
they
big
bring,
news.
If they bring someone that's 25 and older.
And a 25 or older person can bring up to 5 people, I think they said.
So I feel like between the people that have already bought, because we've sold like 75% of the tickets already, and
yeah,
we guaranteed those people are 21 and over.
Right.
So if you buy tickets and you're 18 to 21, you odds are
like
you can find someone
yeah
in line,
hey,
and be like,
take me in.
Will you? Didn't you ever do that for rated R movies? We're like, hey, can I just walk in with you? Because you have to be like accompanied by a 17-year-old.
Right,
or
totally,
over.
You could do that. And if like have an older brother or a parent that can just like walk in with you, then leave too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely, at this point, I would say like,
this is an 18 and over show.
I mean, just find a 25-year-old to bring you in. That's not that hard.
That's going to be a good show. That's going to be our first live podcast in Philly. And what's else is going to be an insane show is this Brooklyn show the next night, which is already sold out.
Dude,
weeks
so
ahead
excited
of time.
So excited.
That's
Homecoming.
And that's not even including the list of 30 people we have to bring.
Oh, I know. Got to get those Rosenberg boys in.
Oh,
Mikey
K. Fun. Yeah. Big Bear.
Baby Bear.
Baby Bear. Fuck.
It's your boy. I was going to mention that just their podcast because I was listening to it yesterday or 2 days ago when I was driving to Santa Barbara.
Twinnovation.
It's so funny.
They are. Like, they're reaching a rhythm. They're getting into a rhythm.
Their show's got better structure than, I mean, we're on a fucking tangent. We haven't answered the question yet.
Right.
Their show is structured. It's funny. Dave is, he's
having delusions of grandeur.
Oh yeah,
he's like we thought he was confident before he even had a podcast, and now that he has a somewhat successful one, Carnell can't quite even rein him in anymore.
No, Dave's head is in the clouds. It's amazing.
If you've listened to the show, you know what you're talking about, and if not, check out. I think the last 3 episodes is a good way to like catch up on everything you need to know.
Yeah,
it's Dave, Jeff, and Mike Carnell, all childhood friends of each other, and Jake's. And the premise of the show is coming up with schemes, dreams, hustles, and business ideas. Some of them are not even business ideas. Some of them are creatures. I mean, I don't want to spoil it too much.
Don't spoil the no episode.
Yes, I am no or no, I am
you know,
out.
My favorite thing is just when Dave says, folks.
All right, folks. Just okay. Reading the pitch off his iPhone.
That's right, folks.
He's a snake oil salesman.
He truly is.
Although that's giving him too much credit because snake oil would be the greatest idea he's ever thought of. We should go on their show when we're in New York.
Yeah. Oh, this is, I'll pitch this idea to you I have right now live.
Okay.
Rather than like, well, we'll go on their show and then we release it as an episode of our podcast, almost like a spinoff thing.
Whoa.
So it's like that episode on Monday, whatever. We do like a 2-minute intro.
Yeah.
And then we say, the following is not an episode of If I Were You, it's an episode of Twinnovation. It's sort of like,
wow, that's
major
real
cross promotion.
That's in depth cross promotion.
Yeah,
it's forcing people who didn't actually know about their show to listen to it.
Exactly.
All right. I have to think on that.
Yeah. That's fair. I don't know if it's a good idea.
Which is why it's perfect for the show. I have a great idea for a Twinnovation up.
Oh, when you get on there?
Yeah.
I've got two. I'm trying to decide which one. Actually, I have two ideas and one scheme.
Oh.
So, but I don't think I can pitch all three.
Real quickly, we also have shows in December in the Northwest. So if you're in San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, or Vancouver, tickets are for sale. All the ticket links are at ifireshow.com. Come check us out. We were talking about podcasts. I just wanted to mention that we have a bunch of new shows on the HeadGum Network.
Truth.
We have a fantasy basketball podcast now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I should look at my fantasy basketball team.
You're in it.
Yeah, dude.
You're doing a fantasy sport for the first time ever.
My trade's about to go through.
Commissioner Tim Baltz, UTK, who was on our episode a couple weeks ago, is in it. Jake is in it.
Rick Fox,
Kristen Ledlow, and a bunch of other funny comedians and friends of the family. So if you're at all interested in the NBA...
Fuck, I'm going to lose my matchup this week, dude.
It's going to be a fun listen. What are you losing right now? What's the score?
It's 3-6.
Uh-huh.
I'm winning in... All right.
This is it. You've become this
free
kind
throw
of guy.
Percentage. Uh-huh. I'm gone.
Yeah.
3 points made.
Uh-huh.
Lost.
Sure.
points, dude, fucking destroyed me.
Yeah. Come to think of it, I haven't started anybody since Tuesday.
The only thing I'm beating him on are assists, blocks, and field goal percentage.
Well, you shouldn't have had the draft strategy of drafting only white people from UConn. You only drafted white basketball players from
Not
UConn.
True.
Darone Sheffers in your fantasy
Jake
team.
Jake Foschkel and Darone.
All right. We should answer some questions.
Fair enough. Myers Leonard is the fucking problem.
You drafted Myers Legend, and he's been anything but since you picked him up.
This little bitch, dude.
Why don't we give this guy, an Australian dude, a name? A fake name. Do you want to do Halloween theme, or you want to do maybe Australian basketball player? Did you pick up Dellavedova on your team?
I did not. Deli, I don't think he's actually any good.
Well, he's playing all right now because friggin' your boy Kyrie Irving is hurt.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Deli writes, I'm a 19-year-old male from Melbourne, and last night I went to the strip club as a lone wolf for the first time after a long, tiresome day. I ended up talking to this 25-year-old smoke show for a couple hours, and our conversations would revolve around things like life goals, dating lives, issues with our current generation, etc., and everything was going quite swimmingly. Afterwards, it got pretty late, and I told her I had to leave soon as I had a uni exam the next day. She then told me that she enjoyed our conversation and was intrigued by my modesty and friendly personality, since apparently her typical customers can't hold up a proper conversation and simply just want a lap dance. Anyway, I felt like it would be rude if I left without getting a lap dance from her, since strippers there have to pay for their work rather than being given an actual wage, so I ended up getting a private lap dance. However, at the end, when I was about to leave...
A noble gentleman.
When I was about to leave, she told me to add her on Facebook and told me her full name. I added her later that night, and today she accepted my friend request, but neither of us has initiated a conversation yet. Now my question is, what do you think her intentions are? Is it just a business thing, and she wants another dude to be a loyal customer of hers? Or does she actually have pure interest in me? Should I message her on Facebook first? She did mention at one stage that she would date a 19-year-old, but so I'm not exactly sure what that was implying, hence why I'm writing you this email. Anyway, looking forward to hearing your sound advice. Kind regards, Matthew Dellavedova.
Okay, Deli.
Dude went to a strip club.
I feel like this is like a weird thing that almost all guys have, which is like... this desire to date a stripper, but then like when you actually come close, you're like such heavy skepticism about it,
right?
And like such reservation, but you still like go, you dive headfirst into trying.
Yeah, you might as well try.
Like the breakthrough connection conversation that happens at a strip club, uh-huh. I think happens all the time,
right?
And you always are like, oh, I'm like not like the other guys.
No.
I don't come to strip clubs. I'm just here right now.
And then you always have the hope. You're like, I know she's paid to flirt, but I feel like she's actually into me.
Yeah. Is that possible?
Like, I know. Yeah. They're all flirty with everyone, but I'm not like a gross weirdo. I'm right. Like a normal dude.
Who came to the strip club by myself.
But there is a chance she did give him her full name.
I think that's the rate.
They did add. Told her to add him on Facebook.
Yeah,
and she accepted the friend request.
Yeah, I think that like this stripper probably avoids real life connections with people that she gives lap dances to, right? Like, it would be one thing if she had like a Facebook fan page or a Twitter or something. I don't know.
But right.
Like, I imagine that strippers would have to go to lengths sometimes, hence having fake names,
right?
To like to not avoid make yeah like
a real life connection,
exactly, because guys can be weird,
right? So, well, does it really like? Do strippers have like? Is it when you get a haircut at a salon and somebody gives you their card and like, you know, we can do this outside the business hours? I could just come over and give you a haircut. Do strippers do that? Is that like a thing where it's like, oh, now I have your direct line?
Well, maybe
I don't have to go to the strip club. You can just come over, give me a lap dance, and leave.
Well, I think there's like that exists where it's like, oh, if you like dancing with me at the strip club, you can pay me to fuck you.
You know, but last week, I got a massage for the first time.
Oh, that's
that
right.
That app.
Yeah.
Where it's like Uber, where you click a button and someone comes over and gives you a massage.
Ask them if they will advertise on our podcast.
Right, that's why I don't want to say their name yet.
Yeah.
But it was great. And I'm wondering, could you do that with lap dances? What's the legality of somebody just coming over and dancing?
I mean, that happens all the time. That's like what bachelor parties are, right?
Right. So, like, what's to stop? Like, why is there an illegal thing about having to go to a strip club? Does it have to be zoned for lap dancing? Like, is there a structural integrity that has to be met?
I don't know. You can, like, can't you? You can order dancers to come to your house.
Can you?
Well, I thought that's what bachelor parties are.
I need like a Seamless Web, an Eat24, a Grubhub, a Chow Now for lap dances.
Yeah.
Not that I would use it, but I feel like that would be a good thing to have. Like, you press a button and then...
It's a good idea, but do you want to be the guy that invents it?
Yeah.
You'd have to like go to VC meetings and like... Whose money are you?
So, like, you know when chicks are all up grind? No, I don't like
you. You're a Tucker Max of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it legal? One. Two, I feel like people would use it. And three, if I was a millionaire because of it, what would I tell people?
That was, you remember when we hung out with the Bang Bros guys?
Right.
And that was like, those guys, like, a long time ago, had started like a link dump site for porn, and they realized like how much more money they could make if they produced it.
Right.
And they were like in dental school when they were doing it.
Yeah.
And they were like, so
it's not illegal.
No, it's just like, do we want to be the guys that make a shitload of money off of porn? And ultimately, they did. Yes.
At least they did it well. Imagine doing it and not succeeding.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you paid to make porn and then like nobody watched the porn that you made.
Yeah, that happens. It's interesting. I feel like if you make porn, everyone will watch it. It's a pretty easy way to get a viral video.
Has there been a This American Life about the porn industry? Because I'm really confused about, like, I make a porn, like, how does it not just get lost amongst the infinite free porn? Like, how do I get paid for my porn?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, since you're sort of a connoisseur, do you think you could produce a porn that is so premium that people would pay for it?
Definitely.
Rifling through your notebook. I mean, right off the bat, I have this.
Well, I've got the domain Fuck Me Finally, right?
No, somebody else took that.
Well, me and him are going to go.
What would your niche be? Like high def, high res? 60 frames per second.
I mean, I guess like...
Definitely. There is a difference between premium porn and free porn, right?
Yeah. I mean, but my stuff wouldn't be like a gimmick like that. Like, oh, I shoot it all like this. I don't know. You know, it would be subtle little things.
Don't
my
trivialize
porn,
it by saying, yeah, I'll porn, shoot it on would, a better camera. It's not just about the camera.
I would shoot it. It would, no guy noises. That's number one.
Right off the bat. Isolated audio tracks. You get to choose on
what
you get to choose.
I'm telling you, these girls, they'd be wearing laps.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
You know, I can hide them. I can hide them in the cleavage. I can get a boom operator, a fluffer. I just don't want to hear the fucking guy. You mean like the guy groaning?
Yeah. Oftentimes, like when you're watching like POV porn, especially... say doggy style, where somebody's mouth is facing away from the mic and a guy is holding a camera and his mouth is really close to the mic.
Yeah.
You're getting a lot of man noise to the point where occasionally somebody masturbating to said video may mute the video and play another video in the background of a different girl moaning. So you don't have to deal with the guy noise. A
dual sensory tricerectomy. It's the art of convincing yourself you're nutting to the actual audio of the video that you're dealing with.
Of course. And I think there's... it's true. I don't know how you'd get people to buy your porn.
Yeah.
I don't understand how it would work.
You'd have to make a lot of
But all of the porn sites are like owned by three different companies.
And do they charge?
Yeah, they charge. But also I read that a lot of these porn sites that charge, like Brazzers or Reality Kings,
sure,
all that stuff, they also own their own tube sites.
So they're giving it away for free on the side.
Yeah, but like they're shorter videos.
Oh.
So like a 12-minute video, which, you know, gets most people off. But every once in a while, somebody's like, you know what? I want to see the 40-minute version.
Yeah.
And then they pay for it.
And I'm not just about to watch this 12-minute video three times and call it a day. I need to watch 40 minutes of original content.
Exactly.
So what would you say to this guy who wants to date a stripper? What?
It sounds like you should just message her.
Yeah, what's the worst? Why don't you not set an expectations? Why don't you say, I'm going to see where this goes, whether it's a client thing or a business thing or a friend thing or an actual romance thing.
He's doing a lot of speculating before he even like sends the first message.
Stop speculating. Start masturbating.
That's an interesting idea.
So you masturbate, then you message her, then you're clear of a sexual conscious mind.
Oh.
You're thinking clearly, lucidly about what you need to say.
Good call, brah.
Now that textjake.com is closed, can you give this guy a suggestion about an opening message to send to this stripper?
Her name, exclamation point, which is something I almost always start out text with.
That means you're excited and you remember their name.
And their name makes you excited. So like, say her name is Kristen.
Would you say her real name or her stripper name?
Real.
Perfect.
Don't use a stripper name again. Kristen!
Exclamation point.
Yeah. It's me, Deli.
Perfect.
We met last night. I forget where, but it was fun to...
That's good.
it was fun getting to know you. That's a good joke.
Yeah, then it's like you're winking at the stripper thing, but you're not ashamed of it, and you're not necessarily bringing it up.
Yeah, that's off the top of my dome.
Yeah.
So, you know.
There it is. For free.
There you go.
All
right. He's going to Venmo you $5.
No, I don't know if he'll do that.
He might.
Well, once we start this, the Lap Dance to Go app.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? Ooh, Lap App. Lap App.
Perfect. I mean, you should have saved it for Twinnovation.
Shit! Me F. Fuck it. All right. That was... Yeah. That's it. What can we say? Go for it. You don't have to psych yourself out before anything happens. Walk into this thing with an open mind. Maybe you'll like her. It's possible.
Yeah.
You would date a stripper, I feel like.
For sure.
Cool. That was our two-parter within one episode, a little before and after.
We had fun.
I think it worked out well.
It was a nice Halloween.
If you have your own questions or your own theme song submissions, we start and end every episode with original theme song submissions. The opening one was from Nikki Richards. Remember the ukulele lady from Canada?
Jason Mraz.
Exactly. That was yesterday in our hearts, but
interesting.
Just 40 minutes ago in our minds. And this ending one is by Mitchell, and it's an Arctic Monkeys parody. If you have your own questions, your own theme song submissions, Facebook thumbnail submissions, all of it goes to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. If you live in the cities where we're going to come do our live shows, we'll see you soon. If not, we'll be back on the airwaves next week. How's that sound?
Perfect.
Toda. Happy Halloween. Happy November. See you guys soon.
Adios.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.